Parks Canada says it'll be contacting the Beardies and Okemosis Cree Nation about restoring a Treaty 6 monument. Last month, Beardies Councillor Kevin Cisaquasitz took it upon himself to refurbish the nearly century-old mark. It's located on the boundary of Fort Carleton Provincial Park, north of Saskatoon. Parks Canada says it spoke with Cisaquasitz in late October about his concerns for the monument, which is missing its plaque. The federal agency says the first work to be performed at the site will include repainting of the fence and installation of a flagpole to fly the Treaty 6 flag. The Saskatchewan Medical Association is happy the province has introduced tougher laws on vaping. But it also wants the government to go further by banning the sale of tobacco, cannabis, and vaping products to anyone under 21. Association President Dr. Mark Brown says Saskatchewan has seen a massive increase in vaping among teens, and that's now about three times the national average. Health Minister Jim Ryder introduced amendments to the Tobacco Control Act last week. They'll restrict the sale of vaping products to people who are at least 18 years old. A man, a woman, and a pet are recovering from injuries suffered in a stabbing in southern Saskatchewan. Police and EMS responded to a call at an apartment in Moose Jaw early Sunday. They found two people with stab wounds and a seriously injured pet ferret. The people received medical treatment and the pet was taken to a local vet. Moose Jaw police continue their investigation. Premier Scott Moe says he was not encouraged by his meeting today with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ottawa. After the meeting, Moe spoke to reporters. He says he didn't get assurances from Trudeau of relief for farmers from the federally imposed carbon tax.
I did not hear that there was going to be anything different. I heard more of the same. And I can tell the people of the province that I represent that I will not abandon the people in Saskatchewan. I will not abandon the industries that create wealth for the people that I represent.
Moe also said he'll announce in the coming days how the province will exercise more autonomy over things like international trade. Meanwhile, members of Parliament will be heading back to Ottawa next month. The Prime Minister's office released details on when the House of Commons will convene for the first time since the October election. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made the announcement this morning before his meeting with opposition leader Andrew Scheer.
I'm pleased to confirm that Parliament will be returning on the 5th of December, immediately following the NATO leaders' summit in London.
On that same day, members of Parliament will elect a speaker from their ranks and then hear the government's speech from the throne. The father of a young hockey player whose organs were donated after his death in a bus crash says a new Alberta bill on the issue needs more work. Six organs from Logan Boulay were donated after he was killed in the Humboldt Broncos bus crash last year. Toby Boulay says the private member's bill relies too much on presuming consent for organ donation.
There is no research or literature in the world to date that supports presumed consent actually works on its own. There's no research support. There's nothing that says that it works on its own. The key part here is that it works on its own. The fact that you presume consent that if I pass away, it's presumed that I'm going to donate my organs, well, that by itself doesn't work.
Boulay says the proposed legislation must be accompanied by ongoing public education campaigns. Alberta's governing United Conservative Party says it's taking corrective action. Some people who tuned into a live stream on Premier Jason Kenney's Facebook page claimed that they had their comments muted or were blocked. The allegations came on the weekend as Kenney was announcing the creation of a Fair Deal panel. The panel will examine ways to make Alberta more independent from Ottawa. A new report says antimicrobial resistance is likely to kill 400,000 Canadians by the year 2050. Antimicrobial resistance happens when microorganisms like bacteria evolve to resist the drugs that are used to treat them. Dr. John Conley from the University of Calgary says the public should be as concerned about antimicrobial resistance as they are about climate change.
It's a slow-moving tsunami, like a tidal wave. It's out in sea, but it's going to land on us much sooner than climate change is. It may be a smaller issue, but it's one that we need to bring into the here and now and address it with a tour de force.
The report estimates that 5,400 Canadians are dying every year from drug-resistant infections.